Shia LaBeouf got special permission after his multiple arrests in New Orleans to go to Rome to his, he said, because his dad was getting baptized.
Mm-hmm.
He's Catholic.
Got the special permission to go to Rome. And so he went from New Orleans, where he was screaming and yelling, and got into a fist fight or two, and then got arrested twice. Then went to Rome, where he continued to yell at people.
Oh my gosh.
And wander the streets. And he was sitting next to a woman. He was drinking a beer, sitting, yelling at a woman across from him.
Don't matter. Here's the number. I don't trust you at all.
What are you talking about?
Okay.
It's why I never call you.
Okay.
He needs help.
He needs to be put away. I mean, he needs to go to rehab now.
Yeah, he needs help.
Like, long term.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, he's not well.
And everybody is recording him because
they
recognize him.
And he's always drinking and stuff, so they're like, we're going to get a reaction.
And he's in the streets, and he was, like, sitting outside of a little bistro or something, and there was a woman who was sitting at a table. I don't know if he knew her. I have no idea. I have no idea.
No.
But she was sitting at a table beside him, and he was just going off on her.
When he was screaming at somebody last week in the hotel in Rome for a cigarette.
Uh-huh.
Like, he was yelling at the person.
Somebody light my cigarette.
And, yeah, and he's like, and he's all tatted up with no shirt on, and it's just in his boxers in the lobby of a nice hotel.
And if you had a vape, you wouldn't have to ask somebody for like.
Would not.
Hey, how's your vaping going, by the way?
My cough is more productive. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah, I said it sounded phlegmier.
And I have definitely moved in the right direction. I am no longer smoking the menthols, which irritate your throat.
That's
so
good.
It's this horrible smoke flavor, which I hate. So
oh,
it makes me not like it as much.
Oh.
So I've been doubling down on the nicotine patches. In fact, when I...
What? The patches? You mean the pouches?
Pouches. Sorry.
Oh, pouches.
And I went to... when I went to church, I didn't use the vape, but I loaded my mouth up with the patches.
Pouches.
Pouches.
Where do you have to spit when you use a pouch?
No, not those.
You don't?
Okay.
No. And then Landon, out of the blue, came home yesterday, just probably to get more money.
Food, go grocery shopping in your fridge.
Right. And to steal a bottle of the vodka.
Oh.
And I said,
welcome home, son.
We've been texting back and forth about how he needs to quit and whatnot. And then he moved to one of the Vuses, which are healthier. And
That's the name of a.
Yeah, VUSE. A lot of them, some people don't even sell them. They're just FDA authorized one. And he's like, I'm doing this because it tastes bad and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, well, that's the first step. Then he came home. I said, how's it going? And he pulled out this thing that looked like it was the size of a remote control with a LED screen on it, even bigger than last time, and he was vaping it.
Oh.
And it was one of those flavor ones. I tried. It was very good. But,
let me take a hint.
He's got to...
Let Daddy try that.
He's got to do something.
Let me put my lips on that.
He's from what I understand, it's worse for a young kid because their brains are still developing until 25, and it has an effect on that.
And their lungs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not good.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you're still vaping, just not as much.
Way cut down from the stuff that I don't like.
Can we say that you're pouching?
I don't know what it's called.
I don't know what that's called either.
Packing a lip.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
So these are what self-contained, they're like in the pouches, and you put it in your mouth and then do what with it? Like when you're done with it, you take it out and throw it in the trash?
You spit it on the ground, spit it out the window of your car. Depends on how trash you are.
Sick.
Yeah.
Carol got very aggravated because we were in the car. I had my car I had to go pick up in Winston. So she doesn't like it if I do the vape. She's so annoyed at me.
Uh-huh.
It's like, it's terrible.
She doesn't vape anymore.
A couple times, like when she's out drinking on the weekend, her friend.
Okay.
Which automatically sparks me to say, you just did it. And you got me addicted.
Yeah.
And I had the pouches, but it was a long drive from here all the way there. So I had nowhere to put it. So I put it on her, Stanley cup.
Oh.
And I didn't tell her. And
ew.
She goes, what the hell is this? I'm like, oh, that's the, I don't have nowhere to put it. So she puts in my Gatorade. And I'm like, okay. And I drink the Gatorade with the pouch in it. Nothing wrong with that.
Uh-huh.
You're looking at me like you're disgusted.
It's just, well, because it came out of your mouth, but I guess it's your Gatorade, so that's fine.
Yeah, and
I don't
also,
think people put pouches in their drinks.
It wasn't like a tobacco pouch, though. It's just one of these pouches. So I put it in the Gatorade, and I'm drinking it. She almost vomited. But it just was in my mouth, so I'm drinking the Gatorade. And then when it came to the end, because I was trying to show her how good it was, it went in my mouth and I almost swallowed it.
Mm-hmm.
Awful.
Matt, you've been around more, let's say, rednecky people at times in your life, maybe than the rest of us. I mean, we all have been.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it. But explain, is this, that's not normal.
Putting the pouch
in your drink and then drinking it?
Yeah, no, that, yeah, but this is a whole new world.
Okay.
Right? You would never do that if it was a
Skull Bandit.
Most people would put just straight tobacco in the lip. Or if it's a pouch of tobacco, no, you don't swallow that. Absolutely not, because that will make you vomit.
Yeah, it's
no
Skull
doubt.
Bandit.
Yeah, the first time you ever dip, even if it is a pouch, you get 5 minutes in, you feel nauseous because you can't help but naturally like swallow some of it.
Mm-hmm. It's tobacco.
And it's tobacco, oof, and it's going to make you sick. This whole Views, is that what you call it? Views?
No, that's the vape. It's
on or Zen?
Zen or on.
Zen. Okay, that's a whole new world to me. Like the first time I ever really witnessed that was at my now brother-in-law's bachelor party back in September. They all did it. And they would put it in. I never saw them spit. And so they were like, no, yeah, you can swallow. It's not a big deal. But then when they were done, they just spit it out the window or found a trash can or they had like a drink or something or just an empty bottle that they would spit it
in. Empty bottle. Gotcha.
Empty bottle, yeah. I've never seen anyone spit it into a bottle and try to prove they can drink out of it.
Well, but you were doing it. You, like my understanding, you had it in your mouth.
Yeah.
And she did not want it on the Stanley cup. Correct. You didn't want to litter. But she didn't want it on our Stanley cup, so you were like, oh, that's fine. I'll just put it in my Gatorade bottle.
She put it in the Gatorade. And I'm not like Jared and doing the littering thing.
I understand that not littering,
the only
yes.
bad thing
yeah,
is
you're putting
I noticed.
It, drinking it.
I got the half-strength one. Does nothing. I have to load two of them in my mouth at the same time. Because they make a higher strength, but I just was like, I don't want the higher strength. Doesn't do anything unless I put two in.
Do you go like,
I don't want
two
higher
in
strength.
One side?
I'd rather pack one in my mouth.
It's hard to... You
so
it's
higher
talk.
Strength.
In fact,
you just get the higher strength one so there's not
yes,
like four
you
pouches in your mouth.
Well, I'm
once.
Trying to cut that. In fact, when I was at church, I'm like, I can't vape at church because last time I got crucified. And then
he's learning the words. Uh-huh. He's new to Christianity.
You've clearly been in church.
Yeah.
I've heard them say crucified before. Easter's
learning.
Coming.
Yeah.
And I put both of them in my mouth and it was sitting there the whole time. Came out, Oak Ridge, ran into homeboy. He was there. And
by homeboy, he means his pastor.
Your pastor.
And had a small conversation with him, told him how great it was. I saw it on Thursday, too. It was a lot better this time. I complained about the baby that was crying on the side.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Also, I told him the air conditioning unit on the Winston's, the Kernersville one, was making a slight tick, 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 because he told me how meticulous he is. And he's like, I'm going to get right on that.
Well, good.
Okay. You're helping things out.
Did he notice that your mouth was full of on?
You can't notice it. It's you put it upper lip.
You do both sides? Like, if you're going to pack your mouth full, you do one on one side, one on the other.
Yeah. You do the upper lip?
That's where you're supposed to look it up.
I've never seen that.
Yeah. It's not like a dip where you put it in the bottom. It's the upper lip.
I've only ever seen
it. You can't tell that it's in there. And you're supposed to switch sides so it doesn't irritate the skin. But
he's like, I feel nothing.
So is it bad? I'm sure it's not good for your gums.
Can't be.
It's not associated like tobacco use with mouth cancer
because it's literally existed for 6 months.
Well, it's also not tobacco, Matt.
Yeah,
I understand that, but you're not going to have long form studies on the effects of it when it literally was invented within the last calendar year.
Right,
okay, you give me credit, but okay.
Yeah, no,
I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying, like, of course, there's no association.
What do you want credit for?
To move off the menthol vapes.
Oh,
but you're still vaping.
Once in a while, the other one.
Somebody go find a participation trophy for him. He wants a pat on the back.
You guys,
because
he's
not menthol vaping.
But.
Yeah. He wants credit for cutting down his vapes. Hey, it's you're trending.
I put four Zins in at once.
I don't need a vape at all.
You are on trend. You are. Yeah. Matt said all of them were doing it at the bachelor party.
Very
so
young thing.
On
yeah,
trend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know a guy, and I'm shocked that he does it. He's younger, but I was like,
does what?
Does it, on, or he does Zen. He does Zen.
It's it's a healthy way to... Is do not. What you want to do. It's much healthier.
I would not say healthy. I don't think that.
Healthier?
I don't think we can say that.
That's
I'll
way
healthier. Say healthier.
Yeah. Healthier?
It's healthier to eat six donuts than seven.
Yeah, but it's the same thing. Oh, I'm healthy now. I'm eating only six donuts at a time.
This is like eating six donuts to maybe a grilled chicken with mayonnaise on it.
Okay.
Maybe he's fried still. Mm. All right. Well, to keep us up to date on your vaping, because I find it fascinating, and you're zinning and you're awning.
It's awning.